We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Tuesday night, Beaver Sports Talk, a great crowd as befits. How about it? We're going to talk about it all evening. Two teams. The only two teams in Power 5 Conference, both the men's and women's side, both sweeping the L.A. schools, a combined 7-0 coming off the weekend. The women sweeping in Los Angeles, the men sweeping the L.A. schools at Gill. We've got a lot, suffice it to say, to talk about tonight here, and we're glad you've joined us not only here at Buffalo Wild Wings but across the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver Nation. All manner of games up on the screens, great food and atmosphere. And Beaver Nation in Buffalo Wild Wings to talk tonight, as I will have the honor and pleasure of doing with Oregon State women's basketball coach Scott Ruick first up. And then in the second half of the show, Oregon men's basketball coach Wayne Tinkle. A lot to get to. The sweep by the women in Los Angeles, reversing the tables dramatically from a year ago in that same city. And the Oregon State men off to a 3-0 start in league play. So just really exciting times for Oregon State basketball. We're glad you've joined us tonight. We'll get going with Scott Ruick from Buffalo Wild Wings next, right here along the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PMS Samson back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist. The 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue. For the win. Get to Nissan. Proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch. Throws to Stephen Thompson Jr. Picks up the dribble. Gets it into the middle of Trace. Comes inside. Lays it in. It counts. He's fouled.
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single game tickets are available now starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVS. Or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
As Mazik gets kind of upset with Lisa Jones, the official. Three-pointer put up and good by Aaliyah Goodman. Make that 5 3-pointers for Aaliyah Goodman.
As we welcome you back in, one of the many great highlights along the Beaver Sports Network Sunday as the Beavers pulled away from a tight game through the first two quarters to a 76-52 romp over USC to complete a sweep of the Los Angeles schools and come home 8th in the country, 4-0 in Pac-12 play. Join me in welcoming head coach Scott Rua. Coach, good evening. How
good
are
evening.
You tonight?
Doing excellent. It was a fun weekend.
Fun weekend, to be sure. Congratulations to you. I knew how fun it was when at halftime of the men's game, when the men were trying to follow your lead and get the sweep of the LA schools. We saw Michaela and so many and yourself and others walking into Gill. Beaver Nation acknowledged the sweep by giving you guys a huge ovation on the video board. Saw a lot of the team stick around to cheer the men on for the second half. And before we get to your games, but what a great weekend of Beaver basketball to sweep the Los Angeles schools on both sides. Those are good times.
Those are good times. It's really special. This is only the third time in the history of our program on the women's side that we swept the LA trip down there. And second time we've done it since I've been here. And so it's hard to do. Those are two great teams. It's tough to play on their courts. They play well down there. And so we were excited, and then it was so neat because we got home fairly quickly after our game to see the excitement in our players' eyes when they realized that they're going to be able to get to the guys' game, you know. And so we got to watch the SC game, and then it was exciting to come and be a part of the UCLA game and to watch them take care of business as well and get the sweep. And to be the only school in the country where both teams are undefeated in a Power 5 conference, that's really special. And as a big part of Beaver Nation my whole life, it makes me really happy.
Well, Coach, thanks for creating yourself. We'll talk to Wayne Tinkle in the second part of the show about the men. But you began with an impressive victory over UCLA on Friday. We want to get to both wins, but tell us a little bit about what keyed. I mean, it always sounds like it starts on the defensive end for you guys, and you were great defensively and offensively. 83 points in Poly to win by 10.
How about that? I was actually our defense was okay. It was okay. Our will to win this weekend was off the charts. I mean, if I had to sum up our weekend, it was that. It was just we had this incredible will to win. We talked last week about losing Kat. We'd already lost Janessa. So you're down a couple players. And now you're going on the road for your first true road game. This is our first road game of the year on someone else's home court. We've had several neutral site games, but first road game. And you're going to a place where I think they've lost 3 games in 4 years at home in UCLA. And we've had some very negative experiences there the last 3 years, in particular last year. And so we had some demons to overcome. And so I had this feeling all week that we had their attention. I mean, this team was ready to be coached, wanted to win, and they were all in. And that's the performance that we got that night. It was an intense game. It was back and forth. It was fun. They are so athletic, and they had come off a great weekend in the Bay where they beat Cal at Cal and then played Stanford to 6 points and a very, very competitive game. And so they were at home for the first time, confident. And we came out, and it was just back and forth the whole way. We executed offensively better than we have all season. And I told them after the game, just to sum up the night, they felt it for the first time, in my opinion, this year, what it takes to be great. It was one of those performances where we were on the same page all night long. It was just so fun to compete with a team that was all in like that. And to beat a great UCLA team on their home floor was unbelievable, and we put them away with just excellent execution offensively, and then our defense just got better and better, and to get those key stops down the stretch, mixing defenses, scrapping out rebounds, it took everything we had, and they gave it, and it was just a joy to be a part of.
That defense, as you talk about, I know you're a perfectionist when it comes to the whole game, but certainly you've built everything beginning with defense first. But your defense seemed to follow the offensive lead in that second half. You end up holding the Bruins to 38.8% in their building. But your offensive numbers, Coach, just to put a little more definition to it, 64.7% shooting in the third quarter and 72.7% in the fourth quarter. Again, what was that? What did you see? I mean, that's just unbelievable numbers for a half. What did you see the functioning of your team to put up those kind of ridiculous numbers?
Yeah, well, execution. I mean, and we were on the same page all game long. They are a team that can push you off your spots with physicality, can certainly hold you to one shot and challenge shots. And so our execution, the timing of things, the screening, the cutting, the passing, and the vision, and then UCLA, they chose to take the three-point line away, which is what Washington State attempted to do the week before. And then you play a team like Washington who doesn't do that. They take the basket away, and so they give you threes if you move the ball well. And UCLA, though, said, we're going to take the three-point line away, that made us go to the rim. And so this team showed its versatility in that game, in our ability to attack the basket one-on-one and go score. Also, just to execute some play. They were switching screens. We caught them in some mismatches. We caught them in some situations where they weren't clean in their switches, and we were clear-headed enough and with vision to see that and create some great looks, some point-blank layups, and then we did hit some tough shots as well. So that just speaks to the level of focus that this team played with. That nothing was going to deny them that night is the way they played.
And with all of the ability you have as one of the premier three-point shooting teams in the country, for a team, it makes sense in a team that has the athletic ability to say, we're not going to let you do that. UCLA really didn't let you function quite as freely beyond the line as you normally do. How big of a statement is it and a confidence builder for your team to know, hey, when that happens, we can do this to you too?
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference between last year's team and this year's team offensively. All our numbers are up. Our scoring is up. And the reason is, one is an addition of Destiny Slocum, who has the ability to break anyone down off the dribble and attack off the bounce. And we also have the experience now in Michaela Pivic, who does it as well. And now Aaliyah Goodman is so comfortable handing the ball and attacking. We have more guards and more perimeter players that can attack. Even Taya Corsdale had a couple just incredible drives to the rim and where she went and enforced her will and scored. Katie McWilliams takes people down the lane line and goes and scores. And so this team has more players on the floor than we've ever had here that can attack the basket. And you put that with their ability to shoot the ball. That's a really difficult team to defend. And then also this weekend, certainly, we saw even more of an emergence in Joanna Grimek and certainly Maddie Washington and their skill set in the post as well. And so things are starting to come together for us in a complete way offensively, and it's special to watch.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the USC game and Maddie's big game in particular in our next segment. But before we go to break, Coach, to win games like that, veteran leadership, to win a game at UCLA and get you off on the right foot, to turn the result around so dramatically from a year ago, Destiny Slocum, 22 points, 8 assists, speaks for itself. But did not Michaela Pivic, right from the start of that game, just say, okay, here we go, it's going to be different tonight, the start she got off to at Pauley?
No question. And that was so neat to see, because a year ago she had some of those similar looks and missed layups. But that was her first Pac-12 right. weekend on the road as a point guard. She'd never done that before. And so you're playing against pressure and things that you hadn't seen yet. Nothing really can prepare you for it except the experience itself. And this year, for her just to say, nothing's going to deny us tonight, I'm going to go and go score and go find great shots or create for my teammate. Well, that confidence that she played with just, I mean, it spreads throughout the roster. And she provides so much strength in that way and so much confidence. And her weekend was special. It's a shame she didn't win Player of the Week, but you can't really argue with Alana Smith. She had an unbelievable weekend as well. But Mick was every bit as deserving for what we did, where we were, under the circumstances of still in the wake of losing one of our key players. And so I can't say enough about Mick and her contribution this weekend.
That was a tremendous way to get the weekend started. When we come back, more with Coach Rourke. We'll talk about the huge win over USC to complete the sweep, and then the challenge of two very good teams coming into Gill Coliseum this weekend while the men travel to the desert. Wayne Tinkle will be talking about us about that in the second part of the show. We're glad you've joined us tonight. It's Buffalo Wild Wings Beaver Sports Talk on this Tuesday night along the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha. It will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
What's better than an old-fashioned barbershop? At The Barbers, you'll feel right at home as soon as you walk in with our oversized barber chairs, relaxing shoulder massage, hot lather neck shaves, and the best barbers in the industry. Each one of our 32 locally owned barbershops is open 7 days a week and features flat-screen TVs, free popcorn and soda, and all-you-can-watch sports, all for a fantastic price. For your next cut, visit The Barbers, proudly supporting youth and college athletics. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts.
Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver Store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop osubeaverstore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
Hi, are you Jim?
That's me.
Hey, I'm Jason from Pacific Office Automation.
Great. So I think we need a new cloud server because... I'm sorry. Are you wearing a cape?
Absolutely, Jim.
Why?
Because the full bodysuit with the big POA on my chest seemed over the top.
I still don't get it.
At Pacific Office Automation, we transform the way offices of all sizes manage their workflow. We're experts at assessing your technology and getting you the solutions you need.
Wow. The cape does make sense. Do all of you have them?
No, we take it on sort of a cape-by-cape basis.
You've been waiting to say that for a long time, huh?
Years.
From copy, print, and scan to managed IT and unified communications, Pacific Office Automation is your one-stop shop to optimize your workflow. Let one of our specialists evaluate your technology and offer solutions to save you time and money. Visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
And here comes Slocum. She got the pass from Corsdale over to Katie McWilliams. Now back over to Goodman. A three-pointer for Aaliyah. Another one. 3 for 3 from three-point range for Aaliyah Goodman. 9 points, and the Bees with their biggest lead of this game, 19-11. Goodman, left-hand corner, Maddie Washington. Maddie drives across the paint. Little turnaround fadeaway is good. Maddie Washington with 10 points. Double figures for Maddie, and the Beavers with 9:27 to go, 60-36.
That's the voice of Ron Callen across many of our network stations as we welcome you back in to Beaver Sports Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings. And Coach, we kind of handpicked those highlights from back in our studios. There are so many that we could have gone to and so many contributions from so many players. But I think in those two, we had a real feel in both halves of what was happening. Aaliyah Goodman with that flurry of threes, that was the third straight to build your lead up to 8. Maddie in the second half, she ends up with 19 points and 8 rebounds. Those two players, what about their play? And those two highlights kind of signifying what was going on in that game.
Yeah, Aaliyah came off the bench first time she touched it. In the first quarter, hit a three. Next time she touched it, hit another three. And then I think two possessions later, hit another three in transition on the skip pass that we just heard. And so just on fire. You know, and I remember back in the day coming off the bench, and that happened often in my life when I was able to be on a team, that, you know, you get to feel the game out, and you sit there and you're like, okay, if I was in the game right now, this is what they're giving us, this is what I'm ready to do. And she had that confidence when she stepped on the floor that, you know, they're going under screens or whatever they were doing. And she was ready to shoot the ball. And those were all deep, too. All three of them were deep. And then the fourth one she hit on the other wing in the first half. And then the fifth one, somebody went under the screen, and she hit the three over the top. And so Aaliyah has the ability, just like Kat, just to stretch a lead just like that. I mean, 3 straight touches, 3 straight threes, 9 points in a hurry. And then we heard Maddie Washington, and Maddie played phenomenal. And Maddie is a scorer. She's back to the basket, is her comfort zone. She can take you off the dribble and get into the post and then get back into her post game. And she's really hard to defend. I mean, we have a hard time every day defending her in the post, and we have since she arrived here. Now she's a junior. For the first time this year, she's playing the center spot, the five. And while she's a bit undersized, her game isn't. She plays, because of her release points on her shot, she plays much bigger than she is. She's extremely physical. And so she is holding down the center spot in an incredible way for us. And then we saw what she's capable of, you know, turn and face up and hit a couple jumpers in the first half, and then second half, get into her post game. And she's got such a beautiful touch, you know, on her release. And so I'm just so happy for her and all our players. I mean, they're seeing themselves in this different light. And Maddie's trajectory as a player is blossoming, just incredibly.
And, Coach, can you see with her to have a game like that in that setting, the importance of it, just the confidence growing? She knows that she belongs in that spot. She can produce. She is. You see that in practice and in games, that the confidence that she can do all of those things on a consistent basis is happening now.
Yeah, for sure. And what happens is when you get into a role that's kind of new, and this has been new for her since the beginning of December is when she took over that spot for us. Maddie's confidence in herself has been there, but now the team expects it. Mm-hmm. And so that feeds it as well. And so they pass her the ball. They're like, score.
Yeah.
It's your shoot that, you know, instead of, hey, I'm open. Mm-hmm. And so that now she's rising to that expectation. And, you know, she's just scratching the surface, too. And so she's finding her niche, and we're finding her better than we ever have as well.
When you throw the ball to her and you say, I know you – you weren't joking, because there's an element of seriousness to it. Do the veteran guards who get the ball into her in practice, if she's maybe not quite as, you know, she gets it with somebody pinned and can go do that kind of thing, does a Michaela or an Aaliyah or Kat or Destiny or whomever, hey, come on, go, take it. I mean, do you literally hear that
on the floor in practice and in games.
Well, this is hilarious. Okay, so now that Kat is out, can't play, she's turned into Coach Kat. And I'm telling you, we had more fun today in film watching Kat on the bench than we did any of the awesome highlights that we had to watch. She's coaching. Aaliyah passed up a three against UCLA, and Kat's like, what? Her hands are up, and she's like, shoot the ball, you know? Yeah. And so, yeah, she's letting her teammates have it. And so that is coming from everyone, though. It's like, yes, you need to get your job done. And everybody knows each other's role so well at this point of the year.
Aaliyah Goodman, too. I had the pleasure of visiting with her after the game against Washington at Gill last week. And the sense of calmness she provides, very in-depth, informative answers. She's engaged when she speaks, you know, looks you in the eye, gives you great answers. But watching her play, sitting down with her in that kind of context, what you said about her on the bench, just kind of piecing things together, studying things, it's just how she carries herself, right?
Yeah, she's a coach. Yeah. She's a coach. And, you know, I have said this before, but when I first knew that Aaliyah was someone we were going to recruit was her freshman year playing in the state championship game in Gill Coliseum, and I'm sitting right behind the bench, and she's a freshman in the state championship game running the point for LaSalle High School, and she came over and talked to her coach and said, we need to run this, this, and this, and I'm like, wow. I mean, that's an impressive quality for anyone to carry, let alone a freshman in high school, to be thinking like a coach. So she gives me incredible suggestions all the time. Well, in order to do that, you have to have an understanding of what's going on. You have to be clear thinking and calm. So you look at her, she has a maturity to her on the floor. She understands the game, and she plays within that. And now, I mean, she was as impactful defensively this weekend as anybody on our team. I mean, when we ran our zone, in particular against UCLA, she got two big steals in the fourth quarter. You just see that mind working, and she's gained the confidence of everyone in her perspective, her voice, and now just she's learned how to just make plays on both ends of the floor and what she can get away with and what she cannot.
Let's close, Coach, coming off that big win, 76-52, to wrap up the sweep, outscoring the Trojans 42-23 in the second half, holding them to 25% shooting, 4-0 now in league. But here come a couple of really talented teams into Gill where you have to keep playing at that level because they're both really good.
Yeah, that was our discussion today. It's like there's no relaxing. As fun as this weekend was, I mean, it's four games down. We still have 14 to go in the Pac-12, and don't think because you went down there and did that anything's going to be easy. Remember how hard it was and how much we have to grind. We cannot relax. And so in comes Arizona Friday night, who's one of the two up-and-coming surprise teams in the conference, along with Utah. You know, they only have three losses, I believe, on the year. They've played extremely well. We're excited about that matchup. It's what everybody's known. In our conference, every team is in the top 100 overall, and Arizona is, I don't know what their rate, I don't care, they're good.
Right.
They've got an incredible point guard in Arian McDonald, who transferred from Washington, you know, off Kelsey Plum's last team, where she was just a really dynamic, one of the fastest players in the country, let alone our conference. She's probably the fastest player in the Pac-12. She makes them go, and then they've got a bunch of really nice pieces around her. They've got an inside presence, outside presence, and they have a belief now that they can, and so they would love to come in and spoil things for us in Gill, no question. And then, of course, Arizona State, who everybody knows. Arizona State, our battles are epic. It seems every single time we play them, it's just a slugfest. That's the word I've used more than any other word with Arizona State, and it will be the same. They're a very talented team. They have everybody back from a year ago. We got them both times in the regular season, and then they got us in the Pac-12 tournament up in Seattle. And so we're anticipating 80 great minutes of basketball in Gill, and we're excited to be back with our fans and be home after a great weekend away. There's nothing like Gill.
There is nothing like it. You made a tremendous presence, all of Gill did, for the women's sweep of the Washington schools, for the men's sweep of the L.A. schools, and we look forward to more of that same fervent, frenetic support from Beaver Nation Friday night, 7 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 2. Coach, thanks for joining us. Great to see you again. Congratulations.
Thank you, everybody. We'll keep it rolling this weekend.
Scott Ruick and the women's basketball program at home. The men traveling to the desert, 3-0 in conference play. Head coach Wayne Tinkle next from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch, throws to Stephen Thompson Jr., picks up the dribble, gets it into the middle of Trace, comes inside, lays it in, it counts, he's fouled!
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now, starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair-back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVS or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. Easily track multiple games at once with Xfinity X1. Find everything faster with the X1 voice remote. And stream even more on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Just the 2 gallons of milk? That'll be $5.55.
I think I've got cash for this.
I can't accept this. A $0 bill? Really?
the mythical $0 bill. Thanks to Pacific Source Health Plans, there's now a use for it. Because Pacific Source Health Plans offer $0 copays on preventive prescription drugs. Meaning the only copay you'll have is, well, no copay at all. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Online at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
Beach Warren, Washington midpost. Diagonals to Ethan for three. Rims in and out, no good. Rebound tapped by Kelly. Controlled by Hands. Hands straight down the middle. Runs over Ethan Thompson. Missed the layup. Tapped by Ali. Doesn't get it. Rebound into the hands of Ethan Thompson. Ethan three on two with Stevie and Kyler. Ethan attacks and throws it down. Welcome back into Buffalo Wild Wings. He did attack. He threw it down, and that was just part of the high energy, the excitement. The crowd went crazy. The team went crazy. The Beavers seemed to feed off that in completing a sweep of the L.A. schools over the weekend in that tremendous atmosphere at Gill. Please join me to talk about it. The 3-0 Oregon State Beavers head coach, Wayne Tinkle, at Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening. Good to be with you, bud.
Good to be with you. These are good times, and I know that you've already, as a staff and a team, you're preparing like crazy for Arizona State first, then Arizona on Saturday. But in this context on a Tuesday, just to hear that play again, I think I've watched Ethan's dunk probably 25 times since he did it. You saw it live. It was, I thought, a moment that it typified the drive, the heart, just the way you guys approached the whole weekend. It was a big play and a great weekend.
Well, we went into that game talking about we needed to be the tougher team, and that if we were, you know, the character would show. And I thought that play really typified, was one of several, but the way he went so aggressively to the basket and finished was like, you know, we're going to be here all night. And then we had several other plays where guys are driving or diving for loose balls, coming up with the 50-50 balls. I thought those plays were instrumental in really deciding the outcome.
You know, as we start with that play, it led to
just a tremendous surge from your bench and your team. And I also thought the way the bench reacted, Kyler Kelly told us he was on the floor today. He just threw his head back and went, wow. But the bench, FS1 caught everybody on the bench jumping up and celebrating. But that's the kind of team you have. Ethan did it, but it felt like the whole team got to enjoy it and support him in that.
No, moment. For sure. And that's the kind of chemistry that this team has. I mean, everybody's, you know, honestly pulling for each other. You know, we've been through some tough times, and, you know, maybe some folks maybe weren't on page, whatever, but we're through that. And our team has come together through it all. And it's really nice to see. And, you know, whether it's a big three, a big block, a dunk like that, somebody diving for a loose ball, that bench is really reacting in a positive way. And the thing about it is then when they're called upon to go in, they're having a great impact, you know, from G, who started early, and now he's coming off the bench. And, you know, Alfred, same thing, started for a bunch of games coming off the bench. Antoine and Warren, we really feel like our depth is a strength of ours right now, and it's really a credit to those guys for buying in and keeping a positive mind and waiting for their opportunity.
Working back through a little bit, Coach, just the weekend itself, to begin on Thursday night and to not have Trace for that game and to see how everybody kind of collectively pulled together, even without a guy that impacts virtually every possession at both ends of the court, his presence not on the court in the game. He stayed engaged in practice and with you guys as a team. But Stevie Thompson Jr. may have had his finest hour. He ends up, by the way, let's hear it for the Pac-12 Player of the Week, Stephen Thompson Jr. But he needed, it just felt like somebody was going to have to really step up. I know you didn't put it on him to, hey, now you need to score 34 tonight. But he did, and it all happened. But it looked like he had a kind of an extra focus going into it.
No, he really did, and he saw his first couple shots go in. I thought that helped, you know, especially on the offensive side. And he and Trace have a special bond, and I don't really get to witness it much, but I hear when we're not around, those two are pretty tight. And, you know, I think he really wanted to step up in Trace's absence and have his back, in a sense that we weren't going to step back, you know, because we didn't have our leader. And it was great to see that. And other guys, you know, had a big part in it too. And, you know, I thought that their focus, their energy, their selflessness really carried over to the game against UCLA. And, I mean, we might as well get right into that. We've talked about it. With 32 minutes and 45 seconds left before the tip, Doc Aukerman came in to see me, gave me his advice, and said, Doc, my gut is to not play Trace. Watched him warm up, and he wasn't belabored, but I worried that maybe he wouldn't be his focused self, you know, because he had a little bit of lack of confidence in that leg and that ankle in particular, and didn't want it to risk an injury to another part of it, you know, his body. And I said, but I'm going to wait to read his reaction and his body language when he comes down here in about 30 seconds. And I can't say exactly what Trace said, but basically he said, let's freaking go. I'm ready. And yeah. I walked out right around the corner. I said, Doc, I guess he's playing. And, you know, he wasn't able to have his typical impact as far as scoring and all that. But, you know, give him a lot of credit, 14 points, and he has 6 assists, 6 rebounds, 5 steals. So he found a way to impact that game when he wasn't at his best. And it was really great to see. How about Steven and Ethan all had 6 assists. They had 18. Between the three of them, they had 18 of our 21 assists, right, 21. I think we had. So kudos to the big three and other guys stepping up. And, you know, UCLA made a heck of a run, and our guys slammed that door and said, not tonight, and found a way to really open that up and finish it off.
The not tonight part of it, Coach, we talked about this a little earlier today before practice at Gill. Moment of truth type scenarios this year. When you get into a 4 or 5 minute game at the end, all three conference games have kind of had that feel where you know, you've got a shot to win these things. And even in the non-conference, you had some games like that. That with the core leadership you've got, with the sophomore players that are making contributions, the moments of truth have come, and you guys have had answers to them. Even if other teams make spirited runs, it's just, that's been impressive about this group, your team this year.
Well, you know, I think we've, you know, we're the least experienced team in the league.
That's
saw
amazing.
That today, yes. Yeah. But we do have guys in Steven, G, Trace, that have been through a lot and, you know, come out the other end. And last year we lost a lot of these close games because I don't think we had that camaraderie, that chemistry, for whatever reason. This year we do. And you know, we lost some games in the non-league that we learned from. And, you know, we didn't defend like we're defending now. We had some guys really have poor shooting nights. And you're talking about, you know, three of our four losses were by a combined 10 points, 3-3 and 4 at St. Louis. Our guys know that each possession is really instrumental. And so they're a lot more disciplined and focused to that end. And I think that's what's making a difference.
Let's also acknowledge, because this is just so impressive about the team nature and the complete nature of the way the Beavers are playing. The leader in Pac-12 field goal percentage on the offensive end, the Oregon State Beavers. The leader in defensive field goal percentage at the other end, the Oregon State Beavers, in the early going in this conference race. But, Coach, that does speak to taking each possession at both ends very seriously.
No, it does. And, you know, since we started to really hang our hat on the defensive side of the ball, our offensive numbers have improved. We're still not shooting it from three like I think we're capable, but everything else has picked up. And we said that during the Christmas break. If we will defend, it'll take some pressure off of us on offense. And that's what's panned out here early on. And today we had to get after some guys that you know, maybe after a day off and that sort of thing, weren't quite focused on defense, our fundamentals, and made the point that we're not satisfied. We need to continue to make strides in the right direction. And it's tough when you're practicing and you know, your vocal leader and your leader as far as effort, Trace, you know, didn't go today. But some of those other guys have to pick up, you know, where he's left off. And that's our challenge, because we feel like we can even play better on both sides. And you have to stay hungry. This is a long, old race. We have a ways to go. We've got great character and good guys. I know they're not going to rest on their laurels, and we'll continue to improve.
One other note before we break and come back and talk a little bit more about the UCLA game and the challenge ahead in the desert. But I mentioned the Beavers leading the Pac-12 in field goal percentage defense, eighth in the entire country in two-point field goal percentage defense. And a young man by the name of Kyler Kelly, it's a team effort, but Kyler must have a lot to do with that. Kyler leading the nation in block shots at 4.2 per game.
Yeah, he's been huge for us. You know, we thought we would have to bring him along slowly, and then with the injury to G there for six games, kind of had to throw him in the fire, but that helped he and Warren develop. And he's been really smart and economical. You know, early on he got in foul trouble. He's being a lot more intelligent on what to go after, what he can't. I mean, he made a play that and one in the first half that was his, I think, second, or no, it was his third foul in the second half. He was shot out of a cannon. The kid had a breakaway dunk, and for him to even get back to get in the play was something. But he's grown by leaps and bounds, and as he continues to work on his strength and conditioning, we'll see what he can do on the offensive end, because he's pretty skilled. I mean, Trace gave him a great feed in the high post. He had that quick face up, knocked down that jumper. He's a skilled kid, and I say this, you know, it's going to be redundant, but the best thing about him is he's so coachable. You know, he doesn't, even with this early success, his head's not in the clouds. He knows he has to continue to improve. You know, when he's not focused and we light him up, he responds in a positive way. And it's so refreshing, you know, to see that from a guy that's so gifted.
We'll take a break, come back with more with Coach Tinkle. We appreciate all of you being here tonight. And thanks for listening. More with Coach Tinkle next from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Smoke alarms lose effectiveness over time. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. And be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver Store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop osubeaverstore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Ethan Thompson walks the dribble toward our vantage point. Goes to Stephen. Now back to Ethan. Ethan with 15 on the clock to brother Stevie. Now to Ethan. Into the middle of the zone to Trace. Underneath to Warren Washington. Lay it in. It counts. He's fouled. Ethan quickly the other way, 3-on-5, slows it down, waiting for reinforcements, dribbles through a double team, pitches to Reichel, left corner, 3, good! Woo, those were big moments in the game. Both of those plays, as we welcome you back in, part of the Beavers winning, and winning in a very real sense, going away, 79-66 in the victory over UCLA on Sunday. And Coach, those plays were, we've talked a lot about Trey, Stevie, Ethan, Kyler, those two guys right there, Warren and Ann, one from Trace, and the Zach Reichel, 3 huge plays in that game.
Yeah, especially, you know, that 3 from Zach, they were making their run. They might have even taken a quick lead at that point. And we subbed him in because I think he went in for Trace to give him a quick blow. And that was a big 3 because I think it allowed our guys to kind of take a deep breath and let it go and got them to relax a little. And then, you know, they played a lot of zone. And when we didn't attack it, we struggled to score. We got it into the high post there. Trace faced up and saw Warren on the opposite block, gave him a nice pass, and Warren with a great finish. And, you know, the finish at the free throw line. He made it a true three-point play. Caused a little bit of separation. And, you know, Warren, you and I have talked about him now, and I know the minutes, the opportunities to play weren't there. But we saw him coming day after day after day. He just kept improving. And, with the way things have worked out, now that we're in league, we're playing teams with a bigger front line, it's allowed us to throw him in there. And I tell you, he's not quite Kyler Kelly protecting the rim, but he's not far off. And I loved how he was going after. He was throwing his body around, going after rebounds. Yeah. And now he's really turned into a nice finisher around the basket. And that's going to be a nice little three-headed monster in the post as we move forward.
If I'm not mistaken, what predicated the Ethan Thompson run out and spectacular dunk was Warren just going in and attacking the glass and kind of getting the ball to
him.
Well,
and it might have been a foul.
Maybe.
There was a ball that was up in the air, and he just hammered somebody and tipped it away, and it fell into Ethan's hand. And you're right, and it led to him breaking out in the other way.
You know, the other thing, too, with Warren, his defense down the stretch against a guy in Boatwright who had an incredible game. But I thought that after all the shots that Benny hit, Warren slowed him down a little bit down the stretch and helped you win that.
For sure. His length really bothered Benny. And Benny hit a couple of tough shots, but not near the amount when he was on him. Now, there was a couple of times where Warren ran back in zone when we were supposed to be in man, and he got trail threes. But when he was locked into him, he's really taken on the challenge to become an elite defender for us on the perimeter where, you know, usually that falls into the hands of Trace or Al at the four. Warren, with his size and length, I think will really be a great addition for us. And, you know, even today, we only played, I think, one possession this weekend of our 1-3-1. But that's going to be a strength of ours, hopefully, on the road this weekend. Mm-hmm. We did it once against UCLA, and Trace got a steal at the top, turned it over because they came in from behind on the way back the other way. But Warren today, we played Warren and Kyler together in that, and with a little bit of tweak in what we do in our normal 1-3-1. So it's going to be fun as we move forward to play those guys and throw some different looks at the other team. And the nice thing about it is, we're not as concerned on the offensive end as we were maybe 6 weeks ago with those two guys. Now they understand what we're trying to do, who we're getting the ball to, and where they can get their opportunities, especially in the post and on the glass. So they've come a long way, and it's really helped us.
We'll take a final break and talk a little bit more. Coach alluded to the other team, the two very good teams this weekend on the road. We'll wrap it up with a thought with Coach Tinkle about the Arizona schools next from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch, throws to Stephen Thompson Jr., picks up the dribble, gets it into the middle of Trace, comes inside, lays it in, it counts, he's fouled!
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now, starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair-back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVES or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Every Saturday on Pac-12 Network, we've got you covered for men's hoops. Start your Saturdays with our live basketball pregame show, getting you set up before tip-off with a comprehensive rundown of the day's action. Then after the final buzzer, keep it locked on Pac-12 Network for Pac-12 Final Score, highlighting all the big plays, big blocks, and big dunks.
The Horn wins it!
Pac-12 Network is your one-stop shop for all things men's hoops. Every Saturday, all season long.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Since 1924, Flavor Pack has been committed to bringing you all the wholesome nutrition nature offers right from our own backyard. More than 200 Northwest farmer families are committed to providing the finest fruits and vegetables to your table while caring for the land and resources Oregonians are proud of. You can rest assured Flavor Pack is as high quality as it gets. Farm to freezer in under 4 hours. Flavor Pack, Northwest grown for over 90 years.
Welcome back into Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Before we get back to Coach Tinkle, I know, Coach, you're all about family and everybody involved in the Oregon State family. One of the great members of the family gets a little bit older tomorrow. It's a big day for one of the best in the business. Does such a great job. I want you to give him the shout-out for tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to wish a happy 50th to our guy, Sean Scheffler, 1A. Let me tell you what, I've had a lot of SIDs over the time, and this guy is as passionate and focused as I've worked with, and it's great to have him at our side.
You know, we sit next to each other at all the games. There have been a lot of games through the years where he's had to hold me down, or I've had to, hey, now, you know, we've got to kind of calm each other down because there's a level. I know nobody loves the program as much as Sean does.
No, you're exactly right, and it took a little while to get him in the foxhole, you know, I mean. Early on, win or lose, we got to stick together. And he went MIA in a couple of our early road trips. But we got him dialed in now.
He never
for sure.
misses anything. He's here tonight. He's here every week. So, Sean, congratulations and an early happy birthday to you tomorrow. Traveling tomorrow down to Tempe and Arizona State. And Arizona State, like every team in the league, they've been a little up and down. But, my goodness, there's a lot of talent. They beat number one Kansas, and they're coming off a stinging defeat at Stanford, which you know is going to make them ultra-focused Thursday night.
For sure. It's going to be a hornet's nest, but that's I wouldn't want it any other way. You know, our team has developed such an edge and a toughness. We want to go in there with our backs against the wall. They struggled at Stanford. They're the most potent team offensively in our league. A lot of talent and athleticism, but our guys have been on the road. We were tested. You know, it's why we played at St. Louis, at Long Beach, the Virgin Island games, and then, you know, obviously a good game for us at Oregon to start league. So we should be confident. We played well down there last year. If we defend and take care of the ball, I like our chances.
And then, of course, the road trip wraps up. You're locked in now in Arizona State, but Arizona's playing very well too, right?
They are. They've done a nice job at the start of conference play here. Sean's got their group playing well. You know, they just lost Emmanuel Acott, which I thought was a key role player for them, you know, who's going to transfer. But hopefully we can take care of business on Thursday and see if we can't get a little bit greedy. But it's going to be fun in both places, but there's going to be some special stuff happening for the Beavs on this trip, I got a feeling.
We look forward to it, Coach. Let's thank Head Coach Wayne Tinkle for joining us again here at Buffalo Wild Wings. To Scott Ruick for our first half hour. Get out to Gill this weekend. Support those big games. And we'll be on the air with you 6:30 on Thursday night from Tempe. And then again on Sunday at 3:30. Thanks for joining us, everybody. See you next week
on the
Beaver Sports Radio Network.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings. Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.